Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's like without fail, Raven will make a reference to a movie or something that happened that nobody knows what he's talking about because it happened so long ago. And then he will argue that everybody knows this.
Everybody knows it. It's part of my charm. And thank you. You're welcome for the history lesson. Here we go.
All right. So here is the movie that Raven quoted a couple days ago.
There was something she was talking about the other day, and it's too deep. It's like the Da Vinci Code.
Oh my
Remember,
gosh.
You made that movie, and nobody knew what happened there.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Raven, because the Da Vinci Code was a great movie. Actually, it was a book.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Nobody knows what I'm talking about, but it was a great movie.
But
actually, it was a
million
book.
Years ago. It was a million years ago. Producer John.
Mm.
Okay, now before we get to that, let's play a clip from the movie.
Symbols are a language that can help us understand our past. As the saying goes, a picture says 1,000 words, but which words?
Now, the only reason why I know this is because, you know, I was an English teacher, and this was a book. But, John, I bet you're going to bring that up. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, The Da Vinci Code, 2006 movie,
mm-hmm.
based on the very successful 2003 novel written by Dan Brown.
Yep.
It stars Tom Hanks as nerdy Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I was exactly going to say this
That's
is his
exactly
shot
right.
at Indiana Jones
That's
in this
exactly
one.
Exactly
right.
The character's name is Robert Langdon. He is on a quest for the Holy Grail, but instead of, like, beating up Nazis and doing cool stuff and things like that, he actually teaches at a college.
His biggest move is that turn move where he's just like, let me tell you how it worked.
Right.
How
right.
it came out here. Here's the thing. I'm going to confess to both of you guys. I never made it through one of these movies. And there was more than one, I think.
Right? I mean, it's funny you should say that because the movie spawned two sequels. But
two?
Two.
Oh, that seems like a lot of hours of film not necessary.
Problem is that it is generally considered the definition of the phrase, the book was better.
The book was better. Yeah. The book was so much better.
But you guys knew what I was talking about, and I never even saw the movie. So what does that say?
Well, I you know what? I will say one last thing. It's Tom Hanks's largest opening weekend ever. Any movie. Tom Hanks's largest opening weekend ever, which is
that
bizarre.
That is absolutely insane
because
right
the movie
there.
Got terrible reviews.
That actually makes no sense whatsoever.
Isn't that nuts?
Wow.
I remember early on. Like,
that's a trivia question right
there,
bro.
Yeah, that's fascinating to me. Like, how the heck did Da Vinci Code beat Forrest Gump?
Because of that book. Because of that book, no one heard of Forrest Gump. It was the better movie, but everyone loved that book.
That book was great. So
it was.
When you said it, the only reason why I knew was because it's probably one of my favorite books of all time. So I was like,
wait a minute.
But you made a reference
That's not the movie.
To the movie. The movie that is 20-something years
you
old.
You knew what I meant. You're welcome, America.
Okay, yes.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.